Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark and Lonzo rolling on. 6.02 p.m. Happy Friday, everybody. Let's see here. We've had a rough week on the weather front, haven't we? Good news, it is turning around immediately as of tomorrow. Tomorrow we get mostly sunny, then followed by sunny, 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 all the way through Wednesday of next week. We don't have another cruddy day until a week from today. So, excited about that. What are you going to do? How are you going to take advantage of the great outdoors with this beautiful weather coming our way, man? Look, when you grow up in Florida and Texas, you assume South Carolina would be just as hot. South Carolina is only as hot as those states 1 month of the year, and that month is August. That's the only time 1 month of the year that last year anyway, South Carolina was as hot as the other two states. You get such a reprieve here. In May, like a majority of the days in May, the high has been in the 70s. I mean, I just want you guys to know how awesome that is, man. Absolutely, positively incredible. All right, a loaded final hour for you coming your way. It is time to get to, and by the way, I want to get to a tweet from Lisa Justice, who is just awesome, by the way, and a wonderful show contributor. She says, as far as bringing football back, I think we're moving in the right direction, moving forward, but we still have multiple safety concerns. Again, this is what is getting people all bent out of shape about baseball. You know, in a sport where inherently social distancing is very possible, you cannot hide behind safety for not having a reason to play when sports that don't have all of that social distancing available, don't have 25 yards between outfielders available, 10 yards between infielders available. If baseball can't figure this out, it's about finances. It's not about safety. And that's what has everybody so bent up out of shape about that. What do you guys think? Are we going to have high school sports in the fall as well? Do you think high school sports are coming our way? 71307 on the text line, either or, starts right now. All right, Lonzo, what do you got?
Okay. The Boston Marathon was supposed to be coming up, but it's not going to happen. Instead, they're going to have a virtual race. The Boston Athletic Association will be hosting an online marathon week, which will culminate with the winners being revealed. So here's what they want you to do. They want you, between now and then, to run the marathon, record your time, and send it to them, and then they will declare a winner. So is this onsides or offsides?
Ugh. Lonzo, everybody's got a bright idea. Ideas are like babies. Everybody loves their own, and none of these ideas are any good. Look, I appreciate the effort to try to save your event. There's just no saving your event. There's no saving it. You know, in how many ways could you doctor your time?
You're begging for cheating here.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely, man. This Lonzo, this can't happen, man. This is a horrible idea. This is as bad of an idea as stations simulating video game seasons in place of their regular seasons in a search for content, man. It's pretty weak. Pretty weak, in my opinion. Offsides.
Oh, for sure it's offsides. And I can't believe that they're actually going through with this. You're going to see some unbelievable times, though.
World record times. Why not? And by the way, why would you run a marathon by yourself? That doesn't even make any sense. Let's see. I think a marathon is one of those rare events where you never complete the whole marathon in practice. You're hoping like the adrenaline of the event can get you through, because who the hell wants to run 26 miles just for fun, right?
By the way, I think marathons should require that each marathon runner have some sort of animal chained to them that's trying to bite them the entire time. That would make it entertaining.
Listen, marathon runners. Lonzo's saying that, not me. All right? He's saying that, not me. Okay,
you got a badger on your heels. You're going to run pretty quick.
For 26 miles. You know, they have those wild dogs out in Africa, and the dogs literally never get tired. And they always kill their prey because eventually the prey, even though it's being chased, has no more energy left to run. And the dogs can literally run forever. Let's see here. Tim Tebow is in the news, and not for any reason that he would want. An ex-teammate who was just released by the Mets. So minor league teams are cutting players left and right because they're not going to cut their big leaguers. They have no money coming in. So they're just releasing players for the same reason that Furman had to cut their baseball team. Andrew Church was a second-round pick by the Mets in 2013, exploded on Tim Tebow and his former squad after they released him this week. He said, quote, The Mets made a mockery of our team by putting a celebrity on it to sell more tickets. I saw players lose their jobs because of it. We weren't playing to win. We were playing to make everyone money, not the players. Not the players. We never saw a cut of it. Well, allegedly one player saw a cut of it. Allegedly one player saw a cut of the profits. Andrew Church, Lonzo, is he right? Is he wrong with his assessment?
Sounds disgruntled to me, and it sounds like a lot of jealousy is what it sounds like. If you were better, Andrew, you would have been called up, and you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Lonzo, you ride and die for those you support, man. I'm as much of a Tebow supporter as anybody, but he's right. Tebow was signed as a publicity stunt. Tebow's presence on the roster is preventing another minor leaguer from having a spot on that team. And I applaud Tebow chasing his dream. And should he turn down the opportunity just because the Mets are going to give him a chance? No. But you also have to know what you're getting into, man. And Tebow is a publicity stunt. He is making more than everyone else on the roster, right? And you got to expect that if a player gets released and Tebow's still a part of the Mets, they're not going to take too kindly to that. I think Andrew Church, sadly, is right.
Is that Tebow's fault, though? It's not his fault.
No, but he's right. He's still right, Lonzo. It's a publicity stunt. How could you say it's not a publicity stunt? Tebow's batted .231 in the minors, man. How is that not a publicity stunt?
He's hit some home runs and did some things that people thought he should not be able to do.
That's true. That's very true. What do you got?
All right, when Melvin Gordon, current Denver player, former Charger player, was asked about playing without fans, he said, "We didn't have fans anyway. I'm just going to be honest. We didn't have many Chargers fans at the games. We didn't have many, so I'm not missing anything. I'm not really missing out on much." Is this onsides or offsides?
Very onsides. Very, very onsides. Los Angeles, as a sports city, is the worst sports city in the country. Los Angeles, number one. Miami, number two. Why are they bad sports cities? Because people have entertainment options. What are the best sports cities? Pittsburgh, Detroit. Why are they great sports cities? Because there ain't anything else to do there, man, right? So Melvin Gordon is right. He's completely right. They didn't have any fans. So he didn't feel like he's missing out on anything. Those teams, Lonzo, that had no fans, if we have no fans this year, they're going to be great. They're going to be fantastic. They've been used to this for the last 30 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is an advantage. So they're not going to go out waiting to hear the boos or the cheers because they're used to not hearing anything. So they're going to go out there and be like business as usual. So it's definitely on sides for him to say that, especially not only is it a former team, it's also in the division, a rival, and he experienced it. So no one can discount it because it's the truth.
Next up for me, Lonzo, your behavior. Let's say you're coming back from a movie, Lonzo, and you got food in the back of the car, in the back of your revved up sexy sportsmobile that you ride around in, and you're at a light, and the light doesn't turn. And this has happened to me. It's happened to me more here than it's happened to me in other places I've lived, but there's a few lights around town where you can be sitting at them and it just never turns. It never turns. What is your behavior when that happens? How long do you wait? What do you do? Do you sit there all night until it turns green? What's your action plan?
What time of day or night is it?
Let's say it's 10:30 p.m.
Oh, I'm going at 10:30 for sure. If it's during the middle of the day, no. And we know that there are certain places where the police frequent and they're going to be there. So you know where those areas are. Of course, you don't do it there. But I live out in the middle of nowhere and there's some lights out there for no reason. I don't know why. Some sort of trap, I'm guessing. If the light doesn't change out where I'm at, I'm gone.
Sometimes I feel like I'm being baited with these lights, you know, like I'm just sitting there and I'm like, OK, is the joke on me here? Like I'm not supposed to go. But what other option do I have? And I'm going to go and then I'm going to get pulled over by somebody waiting behind a corner store somewhere.
Yeah, it's mall cop. He's got a button. Yeah, he's over there. He's making sure it stays red.
Yeah, he's waiting for me. No, dude, here's my MO. You got 3 minutes, okay? If the light doesn't turn in 3 minutes and you give me a ticket, that's on you, man. I waited 3 minutes. There's nobody else out here. I'm going. I'm sorry I'm going. How long do you – if it's 10:30 at night, how long are you guys waiting if you're at one of those lights that just never turns green, right? Like, literally, you have the feel like you could be there all night long and it would never turn. How long are you staying there? Shoot us a text. 71307 is the text line. What else you got, Lonzo?
All right. Monkeys in Delhi, India, which is reported by the Times of India, have stolen COVID blood test samples. And this is all over the place right now. So they were transporting blood samples that hadn't been tested yet, and a bunch of monkeys stole them. One monkey was spotted sitting in a tree chewing on the sample collection kit, as locals said they feared the further spread of the infection. So is this a shocking event or just another 2020 thing?
Dude, this this just fits with the rest of the year, man. This just fits in the rest of the year. As an aside, Lonzo, what's your theory as to why we have this problem?
What, monkey problems?
No. The pandemic problem. What's your theory as to why we have the issue? Okay.
Like I've heard. Obviously, this was created in a lab in China to get back at us for tariffs.
That's what you believe?
Sure.
Okay. I think
you weren't expecting that, were you?
No. I think more believable.
So you're saying that's unbelievable? It's not unbelievable.
No, it's not completely unbelievable. But I will say this.
I do believe that this was some sort of germ warfare thing that got away from someone. And
okay, well, I think it was a virus in a lab. Do you think it was purposely released? Or do you think there was an accident in the lab and it was released?
I will say 75% of me thinks it's an accident. The other 25, working where I've worked for a while now, I'm very skeptical about everything. And, you know, pieces fit a certain way. And if they fit a certain way, then that could be a possibility.
You're becoming a conspiracy theorist in your old age. You realize that, right?
Oh, I'm not becoming anything. I've always been one. There's a little bit of truth in every conspiracy.
So whether it came from bats, can we stop eating bats, folks? Can we really? Who has said? I know we have a restaurant here in town that does like wild game.
Yeah, I don't think they serve bats.
Can we stop doing bats? Can we stop having wet markets, number one? And then number two, I'm not gonna go as far as to say they infected us purposely, but I do think it's highly likely that it was mishandled in a lab, somebody got sick, somebody left the lab, and there you go.
Well, there are a ton of comparisons to the movie 28 Days Later, Contagion, a bunch of other things like that because of the monkeys. From what I understand, monkeys will steal anything, especially over in the area where they were. So are they just carrying these samples out in the open? Is like a dude just walk around with them in a bucket or something? How'd the monkeys get those samples?
So these samples are COVID positive?
They don't know. They were tests.
So now you're going to have a bunch of sick monkeys running around?
Maybe.
Good God. Good God, man. That's crazy. This has been... Your thoughts in a sentence. Describe this year in a sentence, Lonzo.
Waiting for the zombies.
I have no. I got nothing, folks. I got nothing. I can't top that one. Waiting for zombies is Lonzo's description of the year 2020. And when we come back on Monday, we'll be on month 6 out of 12. All right, coming up next. We've got some really, really good insight as to what's going on with Furman Baseball and the plans to save Furman Baseball. And we asked the very tough questions of former Furman Baseball coach Ron Smith, a legend in this area. He was really unhappy with Furman's decision. You'll hear what he said next. Here on Offsides, we are ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So here's the thing. None of us are happy in any way, shape, or form that Furman has lost its baseball team, that they've lost their men's lacrosse team. We understand the difficulties in terms of finances. New athletic director Jason Donnelly, the new guy, often gets blamed a lot of the time for change. But his hands were tied in terms of the edict he was given. He needed to cut $5 million in expenses. And he looked at the lacrosse team, he looked at the baseball team as the vehicle in which to do that. But that's left a lot of former players, coaches, alumni, et cetera, feeling very, very upset about the current situation. And joining us right now, he was at a Save Furman Baseball event at Fluor Field last night. He was the head coach of Furman Baseball from 1994 to 2016, and is responsible, almost exclusively responsible, for the new facility that Furman Baseball has. Ron Smith joins us right now on the show. Ron, I've had the chance. You and I have followed each other for most of the time that I've been here on social media. I've truly appreciated your support, and it's our first time getting to have you on the show here today. How are you, Coach?
Well, I'm doing fine, and I must tell you, I was not responsible for that building. It was the generous donors who were responsible.
Sure, but
Mark,
you spearheaded it.
Well, but that is a fact. We had some real, and not just that project, numerous projects through the years were funded by very, very generous donors who supported Furman and our baseball program. And for that, we're very grateful.
Ron Smith joining us here on the show. Ron, in your opinion, did Furman University handle this entire situation the right way?
Well, boy, what a difficult situation it was, particularly for Jason Donnelly. And no university, no university administrator wants to cut a sport. They know that it's going to be painful and there's going to be huge blowback. And I know that it was discussed and mulled over, you know, at great length. And that was the decision that was made. Do I agree with it? No, I don't agree with it. My mother always said, put yourself in other people's shoes. And I've tried to do that. And, you know, sometimes, Mark, during the I coached for 38 years. And as a coach, you make a lot of decisions, many of which people disagree with. And you do what I always tried to do, what was best for the individual, as long as it was in the confines of what was best for the team. And I think if you expand on that, I think these administrators wanted to do what was best for the individual programs, but it had to be within the plans of the overall university. So, I wish we could have had an opportunity to maybe come up with some other plans. And that, in essence, is what this group of Furman baseball alumni are exploring. And honestly, Mark, I'm so proud of the way they have handled this. They've been measured. They've not been vindictive. They've been respectful and humble. And they have really tried to take the approach that, hey, what can we do? We understand this is a tough situation. What can we do to help? And it is an uphill climb, however.
I understand that completely. And Ron, you know, it's interesting. We've heard from some Furman players, current players, former players, that were unhappy that this entire process was not something they were brought into. It was just announced. It was a shock to everybody.
Way to do it, Mark.
Right. No, I understand. Yeah. I understand that completely. And Jason Donnelly said, the athletic director said, look, if we thought the number was a number that could be attained through everyone's help and fundraising, we would have entertained that, but we didn't feel like that particular number, $5 million that we have to create, was doable. So, Ron, here is where I, as a host, am willing to step into some controversial territory. You do not have to follow me, okay? But I've got a problem with the Title IX part of this, that you have to have proportionate teams, athletic teams, in relation to what your campus enrollment is. So Furman is 60% female to 40% male, roughly. I've got a real problem with the fact that they couldn't eliminate one women's team and one men's team. Title IX, which was designed to create equality, in my opinion, is now creating inequality. I don't agree, and I don't like the fact that Furman had to eliminate two men's teams here.
Well, Title IX is the law of the land. And, you know, as such, Furman is compelled to follow it or...
But is that right, Coach? Is that right, though? I mean, I understand it's the law of the land. I agree with you there. But is that the right thing to do? It's time we make some common sense changes to this, no?
Well, the law has to be changed, and that's not going to happen. And maybe I think there is some wiggle room that possibly could have been explored. But again, I'm not in a position to know all of the factors that went into making the decision. I think Title IX was a factor. I do. I think Title IX was a factor, and there was some concern about the possibility of some lawsuits and that kind of thing. And when you're already in a tough financial situation, you certainly don't want to expose yourself in that area. And I want to be clear. I don't agree with what was done. I don't. I don't like it. But again, I was not privy to all of the information, and I try to look at both sides of it. And I think what has kind of resulted is the university is maybe a little more aware of the value of the baseball program. I felt like we were often undervalued. I know we were underfunded. I know that. And that's been, you know, we always had to do fundraising to for our operating budget. My first, I think, 7 or 8 years, we had 4 scholarships. Then we went up to 6 and finally got to 9 at some point, which, and as you know, the maximum is 11.7. Yes. Well, it's pretty hard to compete when you've got a school as expensive as Furman, and you don't have as many scholarships as most of the other schools in your league. Nonetheless, Mark, I felt like we put a very competitive team on the field. And what we did off the field, we were very involved with the Miracle League. That was awesome. Very involved with Versus Cancer, Habitat for Humanity, and then very involved with the Greenville Hospital System visiting there. So I was there for 23 years, and every kid who stayed for the entire 4 years graduated, and it averaged about 10 a year.
That's great.
230 graduates, I was a part of their lives, and for that I'm very grateful. I know we have at least 50 doctors or dentists. Who knows how many lawyers? Who knows how many executives, educators? Just a really a remarkable group of baseball alumni, and I'm very proud. Very proud of that.
And you should be proud, Coach. That's outstanding. Congratulations on that. That's incredible. And I need to say as well, everyone that I've met affiliated with the university in any way, I've just walked away incredibly impressed. We are huge Furman advocates here on the show. I'd like to see Furman become Greenville's college, you know, in terms of sports fandom here. So let me ask you this, Coach. You said you didn't agree with the decision. In a hypothetical world that I'm going to ask you to step in with me just for a few minutes here, you and I are co-athletic directors of Furman. We have been given an edict by the school that we need to cut $5 million. You've just told me you didn't agree with the decision that was made, but we've received this edict. I'm going to you, Ron, and I'm saying, Coach, I don't want to cut the baseball team. We've got to cut $5 million. You don't agree with this. I don't agree with this. What are we doing? What would you have done differently, Coach?
Well, that's what the baseball alumni are exploring.
Okay.
They're trying to come up with some different things. And, the problem with maybe cutting some other sports a little bit, cutting their scholarships a little bit, it makes it tougher for them to compete in all of the sports. So it brings down the entire athletics program. I think that's the reason that didn't happen. But listen, I'm speaking from I have great prejudice towards the baseball program.
Many people in this area do.
This is a baseball state.
Sure.
Let's face it. I mean, of course, it's a football state, number one, and a lot of basketball. But the baseball, I think 1 year there were, in 2005, I think there were 6 teams from the state of South Carolina that went to the NCAA tournament. Remarkable for a state our size. But, you've got 2 of the most prestigious baseball programs in the country in South Carolina. And Clemson, of course, and, just up and down the line, it's a baseball state. And so, that's a tough question. You tell me, what would you do?
Well, no problem. I'm happy to tell you what I would do. So they said before this happened, they said they were going to need to cut 25 scholarships before they realized they were going to have to cut teams. With all due respect to men's lacrosse, last one in, first one out, losing $1.7 million. No decision is easy, but you have to make that decision. Then I would risk the lawsuit. I would cut the female athletic program, the women's athletic program that was losing the most money because I'm not going to get rid of baseball. Worst case scenario, Coach, you are the third most valuable athletic program on campus. That is the absolute worst case scenario. There is such a feel-good community vibe. I got to meet some of the current players on the team. The community really supports this particular team, and I think the thing that you know, like, I understand the Title IX's the lay of the land. I get that completely. I'm just bothered by what that's doing to athletic programs, number one, and number two. I think it wasn't really fair to do this kind of under the cloud of darkness, and nobody has any idea this is about to happen, and then everyone gets a bomb dropped on them. I didn't particularly like the way that part of it was handled, Coach, if I'm completely honest. But I do want to ask
you. Yeah. Go ahead.
I do want to ask you this. You were at the event last night. What is the best idea that you're hearing? What is the idea that you're hearing that might be the most hopeful?
Well, I think it is a really, really uphill climb.
Okay.
And right now, we have a young man, Dominic Rancini, who is from Cincinnati and really a really good player, a fine man, and they just want to open dialogue and keep an open dialogue and explore. And, you know, Furman has always set itself apart from other schools. And maybe we can, in this tough time with the COVID and all of the financial resources that have been tested, maybe we can explore some things working together with the university and the university's administration and come up with some really good ideas that would lead the way to save the program.
Yeah.
And again, you know, these guys have not been vindictive, but they are hurting. These guys, I talked to these guys last night, and I guess about 40 of them there. And that's remarkable because they just decided to do it yesterday afternoon. And but they're hurting, and they just want to explore ways to save our program. And I so appreciate that. But I also appreciate, you know, the position of Jason Donnelly. I appreciate he's endured a tough few days, but as he should. that's part of it.
I understand that completely. Ron Smith is an area legend, coached Furman from 1994 to 2016. He doesn't want to take sole credit for the new facility, but he was a huge part of that new facility taking place. Ron, so many different people have shared their experiences to me with you. So many of our listeners have reached out to me to express how hurt they are about this. I agree with you that pointing the finger of blame is not the right thing to do. The correct approach is to get everybody together and to positively brainstorm ways in which positive change can take place. And it's great to hear that.
That is exactly right. And you mentioned something about us being connected to the community. And we did that a number of ways, as I mentioned, the Malden Miracle League and our visits to the hospital, the Habitat. We had the Upstate Diamond Classic, which was a dinner that was 20. I was 22 years old. And we had great speakers. We had 500 or 600 people come. It was a great kickoff dinner, and I thought that was really strong. And then, of course, playing at Fluor Field, 6 or 7 times a year.
Yes.
And when we played Clemson and South Carolina, we had really nice crowds there. I think the first time we played South Carolina, there were 7,000 people there, and that was a lot of fun. So I thought we did a lot of good things like that. And so I think the value of the baseball program, unfortunately, a lot of people only looked at just the cost, the numbers. They didn't really appreciate the value of the program. And hopefully some changes can be made. We come up with some good ideas. I'm not smart enough to come up with them. I'll just say it again. The baseball alumni have really done a nice job, and they've handled themselves impeccably with respect and humbleness. And so, again, I'm proud of them. And the cool thing is hearing about all these players' appreciation, especially 10 years later, what the program meant to them. I've gotten hundreds of text messages and things, and that's been kind of nice, but I it's sad that it's under these circumstances.
Coach Ron Smith, area legend, 1994 to 2016, Furman Baseball. Coach, we look forward to hopefully speaking with you again soon. Thank you so much for sharing your perspective. Thanks for everything you've done for Furman and this community. Please stay healthy and safe, all right?
A pleasure to talk with you, Mark.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
That is very true. Check out our show page, ESPNUpstate.com. Click on the podcast. Offsides is there. The Rob Brown Show is there. So much good stuff to get to on the webpage, ESPNUpstate.com. If you missed any portion of the show, want to go back and hear it, there's a couple things you can do. On the ESPNUpstate.com page, all you got to do is click on podcasts, right? Click on podcast. Every hour of the show will be there. I believe Lonzo even has a description for every hour, so he'll let you know what we discussed in that particular time frame. Same holds true for the radio.com app. If you have the free radio.com app, all you have to do is put in ESPN Upstate. It'll make us a favorite for you. And then you just click on the day that you want to hear. Anything that you missed, anything that you want to hear, it's right there for you on the free radio.com app. All right. Our thanks to Ron Smith for joining us. Some very difficult questions to ask on Furman Baseball. You know, my summary of how I feel is I am no longer really a fan of Title IX in terms of some of the things it's making schools do. I don't find it to be very equitable. And equality was the whole reason behind Title IX to begin with. But when you got to cut two teams and you can't make it even, you cut one men's team, one women's team, because of the percentage of men and women on campus, I've got a problem with that. I also was not a huge fan of how no one was really brought into this decision. You know, the players, former coaches, players, alumni were not consulted about this decision in any way, shape, or form. That said, I know Furman has had very, very difficult decisions to make on this, and when you're told you have to cut $5 million, your hands may be proverbially tied in terms of what you're able to do. All right. We're all trying to figure this out, folks, right? We're all trying to figure this out. Finger pointing isn't the answer, but coming together, trying to share different ideas, trying to come to a consensus is a really, really good thing to do. Guess who isn't coming to a consensus? Major League Baseball. Jeff Passan, ESPN, is not feeling really optimistic about what he's hearing, what he's seeing on the Major League Baseball front.
I think if they want to get back to play a 100-game season, you have to do it as soon as humanly possible if you want a three-week spring training 2.0 before that. If it's an 82-game season, you may be able to, take a couple of days. But ultimately, the sides do need to find some sort of detente, and I just don't know where that is. And without that, we're not going to see baseball this year.
Without that, we're not going to see baseball this year. And I'm here to tell you, these two sides, these two collections of idiots, better freaking realize what they're doing to themselves. If they do this, there may not be millions to fight over moving forward in the future. And I'll tell you, I'm not the only person who believes that, not by a long shot. Freddie Coleman, ESPN Radio, compares what missing a season would be like with another really dark day in baseball history.
If you actually believe that this is helping to get back on the field, then you guys really are fatheads representing Major League Baseball. I'm serious. They better realize this. This winning at all costs that is driving all of this, it's just going to equal plenty of losers. And here's something else. Major League Baseball, this is going to set your league further back than the strike of 1994 if you don't have a season. The difference between then and now, you won't have steroids and baseball players to bail you out this time like they bailed you behind out the last time when the strike took the season away and the postseason away in 1994.
Here's why Freddie Coleman's right. You know, like, we had the strike of 1994. Then we had the steroids of 1998, but we enjoyed the steroids because we didn't really understand fully what was happening. That came around the turn of the century, right? Boy, does that make us sound old, the turn of the century. That came right at the start of the 21st century. The steroids was the first strike. Baseball was in a feel-good place with us before the strike happened. This is strike three. This is going to be worse for baseball than the strike, than steroids, because there's been a cumulative effect of them having piss-poor leadership and being not able to get out of their own way. And you know, Freddie Coleman's right on that, man. We said, you know, we would find out what's going to happen with baseball this week, and what we have as to this point is that we have two pig-headed sides that cannot come together for the greater good when every other sport is doing just that. Over to the NBA. Jay Williams, former Duke star, now ESPN analyst, has some interesting thoughts here on the NBA and summertime, and he says, potentially, get used to this.
I mean, I remember when we had the lockout year and summer basketball was just incredible. Summer basketball, Jay Rose, you know this. Like, it's always been street basketball. It's always been an incredible thing to watch when you see all the footage on the internet and social media and things of that sort. I think this year, the fact that, and this might be the new norm, Greeny. I mean, if you start next season around December, January, this might be the new norm moving forward. And I'm okay. I love summer basketball. Remember, you're punching down. You're punching down against MLB. Look at everything that's happening with Major League Baseball right now. They're not able to get their footing underneath them. This is a prime opportunity for the NBA to take that type of leadership during that time.
Not only take that kind of leadership, but take that kind of market share. Baseball, listen to what people are saying about you. Jay Williams, this was the national pastime. Jay Williams is saying the NBA is punching down on you. Okay? I mean, realize where you were and where you've fallen to, and then get your heads out of your asses and realize that you better get a season going here. All right? The fans will never forgive you if you don't. All right. Each and every day, we close the show with the best thing we heard today, and tonight is no different. It comes your way next. This is Offsides. Mark and Lonzo, we are ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides, Mark and Lonzo, right here on ESPN Upstate. Texter says, hey, Mark and Lonzo, just ran the marathon. Finished in 12 seconds. See, the Boston Marathon, if you're just joining us, the Boston Marathon's doing this thing where, because they're not going to have the actual marathon this year, they're going to do a virtual marathon they want to, where you send them pictures of you running the marathon and your time. Sure, no one's ever going to cheat on that in any way, shape, or form, right? Or everyone is. That's why a texter says, just ran the marathon, finished in 12 seconds.
I know what I'm doing this weekend. I don't know about you, Mark, but I'm running that marathon.
Listen, can I get in on some of that marathon action? Lonzo, I may have run a marathon during one particular segment of this very hour, all right? That may have happened. Another texter says, great interview with the former Furman. Say that three times fast. Former Furman baseball coach. Thank you very much, texter. Do appreciate that. Do appreciate that indeed. What are you up to this weekend, Lonzo?
Same as usual. Yard work and the Upstate Pulse. And UFC. Don't forget UFC.
UFC. Any good fights tonight? UFC. I know it's not fighters we really know this weekend.
The main card is, and unfortunately, I'm having a senior moment when you ask me what it is. But the main fight is a big name.
That's okay. Guess what my senior moment is? I'm going to keep calling the thing that you built for the wife a grotto because I can't think of what it's actually called.
It's a gazebo.
Gazebo.
We also built furniture. It's rained every day. No, we're not enjoying it. We haven't been able to go out there.
It's taunting you.
We built furniture for it and put some landscaping around it. Need to put some lights in it and then it'll be ready to go. But supposedly it's not going to rain this weekend. We'll see.
I'll tell you the biggest waste of space I've ever had in a home. All right. We had in a home a solar powered hot tub and the damn thing was never warm. The sun's shining right on it. Damn thing's never warm, Lonzo. Never warm, not once. Can't get over it. All right, time for the best thing we heard today. She recovered from COVID. She is an NBA icon, and she says, don't you dare put an asterisk next to this NBA season.
Don't know that I agree with this idea that this will be a completely, and I don't want to use the wrong word, but an invalid title. I don't like that idea. You know, they've played more games than the strike-shortened season in 99. And I get it. You know, it's a completely different circumstance. There's been a huge point of interruption. Teams are basically starting from scratch. But whoever comes out of this will have earned it, whether it's the pool play and advancing through that. As long as they're able to get through 3 7-game series, then I'm all about this and getting some resolution to this.
We are a very understanding and forgiving people. As long as you're an upstanding person, as long as you don't freaking lie to us, right? We are a very forgiving people. The champion of this particular season will be more remembered than any other season, and this goes for any sport. You know, and other teams will be jealous of the champions from this year because they'll say, we played more games, they played less. Why is everyone talking about them? Because of what they overcame to become champions. Doris Burke is 100% on point with her assessment. And glad you're feeling better, Doris, as well. All right. Hope you guys have a fantastic weekend. We've earned a good one. Hope you guys enjoy some good weather as well. For Lonzo, I'm Mark. Thanks so much for listening to Offsides right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.